Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? You say it best when you say nothing at all. This 2002 song by Alison Krauss remains popular because most people know someone who shows them love in nonverbal ways. You can enjoy fishing with Grandpa all day without saying a word. Conversing with your next-door neighbor may be like pulling teeth, but when you need help, he is the first to show up. You say it best when you say nothing at all. That one phrase can probably describe a relationship or two in your life. But that one phrase should not sum up the entire relationship. No one likes to receive the silent treatment. Wives appreciate the occasional spoken "I love you" from their husbands. Sometimes words are needed. Words are definitely needed in a human being's relationship with God. Sure, God shows love in nonverbal ways. This time of year, we are reminded how the Almighty shows kindness to all by giving rain from heaven and crops in their seasons. But what happens when there is too much rain, causing homes to be destroyed and lives to be lost? A word from God is needed. A clear preaching of the truth to make sense of the seemingly contradictory, nonverbal cues that God is throwing at us. The Apostle Paul reminds us that we have such a word from God in the good news of Jesus Christ, the Savior from sin. But how can people believe in Jesus if they have never heard of him? How can they hear without a preacher? Think of some of the times when your life seemed like nothing but pain and confusion. The sunsets and gentle breezes that God sent you may have been nice, but better by far is the preacher of good news who was sent by God to tell you that your sins are forgiven. Because of Jesus' suffering and death on the cross, you are right with God. Because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, you too will one day rise into a beautiful new heaven and new earth. Words are needed to convey these precious, saving truths to people like you and me. Words are absolutely necessary to convey these beautiful, saving truths to everyone around us. How can they hear without someone preaching to them? Preaching means telling good news with true words from Scripture. These words don't have to be overly complicated. It can be as simple as the Apostle Paul telling a terrified jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." Silent love from God is important, but only the spoken word of God's love saves. Words are needed. God's word gives us what we need. Dearest Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to reveal yourself to me through your word in the Bible. Use my words, simple as they may be, to share you and your saving love with others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.